Hey, hey, welcome back. It's Wednesday, y'all. It's the middle of the week, middle of the month, sliding toward the end of the month. And usually in the middle of the week, you feel one or two ways, at least for me anyway. I'm feeling really energized because I've got 2 days down. I'm on that third day and then two more after that before the weekend. Or I'm feeling like, okay, I'm ready for the weekend. And one of the things that can really keep me energized or make me feel like I can tackle the rest of the week is rest or my sleep. How much rest have I gotten? How much good sleep have I gotten? And a while back, I posted in my Facebook community a quote by Thomas Dekker, and that's Dekker. And I think that's how you say his last name, but I'm not really sure. But at any rate, the quote is, "Sleep is the golden chain that ties our health and bodies together." And I think this quote is such a good reminder, especially for those of us who go hard in the paint all day and night, sacrificing sleep. If this is you, you might be getting it all done in the short term, but in the long run, you're missing out on some serious benefits of getting shut eye. So if you're not prioritizing sleep, then I want you to stick around because I'm going to give you three reasons why you should, and one of them is related to weight loss. So let's get into it. Do you want to lose weight, but you're so tired of starting over? Are you frustrated with yourself because you can't stay committed to your fitness goals? Do you wish you could stop the habits that you know are keeping you from reaching your goals? I'm LaDawn Hickman, a certified holistic nutrition, weight loss, and accountability coach, and I'm so glad you found me because I know what it's like to want to achieve your weight loss goals, but you can't seem to get there. Many of us think that if we only have more willpower or found the right diet, that we can lose weight. I'm here to tell you that willpower isn't the answer to weight loss. The truth is that we have to shift our mindset about our relationship with ourselves and food. We then have to rework and rethink our habits to get our body in balance. I firmly believe the saying that we first make our habits and then our habits make us. When we focus on making changes in those areas, then our minds and bodies are working together and weight loss is simple. Now, hold up, I didn't say it was easy, but it doesn't have to be complicated. So join me as we do a 180 and build some healthy habits together. All right, so today we are talking about sleep. And anybody who knows me well knows I prioritize sleep and getting to bed on time. I may slip on some things, but getting sleep is not one of them. I actually back into my schedule for the day based on what time I plan on going to bed at night. When I say I'm serious about sleep, I'm serious about it, y'all. It's a priority for me. Always been the case for me. I would go to bed late for a number of different reasons, and I would get up early to work out, to go to work, and tackle family and everything else. And I would expect my mind and my body to perform in tip-top shape. I would get so tired during the day that I would actually take a nap in my car during lunch. And don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with a power nap, but I would nap for lunch or during my lunch hour, and then I would eat lunch at my desk. And I was actually napping in the car when it was scorching hot outside. Now, yes, I had the air on, but I looked a hot mess when I would get back into the office. I mean, literally, I looked like a hot mess. I mean, it was crazy. I was sleepy, crabby, and I was easily distracted, and I was drinking coffee and snacking for energy, and I mean, it just totally was not a good scene. And like many of you, I had a lot of things on my priority list. I had a lot of conflicting priorities. I had things that I did not have control of, and I had things that I did have control of. And I had to step back and I really decided that, you know what, one of the things that I'm going to start prioritizing is my sleep. I made a conscious decision to bump sleep up to the top three of my priority list, and for good reason. And actually, I have three reasons why you should too. So number one, sleep helps brain function. A lack of sleep can cause some neurons in the brains to malfunction. if the neurons can't perform properly, it affects and has an impact on your overall performance. So think about the last time you had an amazing night of sleep. You've had like 7, 8, even 9 hours of sleep, and you probably feel like you're firing on all cylinders the next day. And think about how you feel after a night of 4 to 5 hours of sleep. It feels a lot different, doesn't it? And recent studies suggest that sleep plays a housekeeping role by removing toxins in your brain that build up while you're awake. I mean, I could go on and on when it comes to sleep and the benefits to the brain, but I won't. Just know that sleep is the gift that keeps on giving when it comes to brain function. The second reason you should up your sleep game is that it keeps your emotions in check. So lack of sleep is sometimes referred to as sleep debt. And when I saw that term sleep debt, let me just talk about that for a minute. I thought, okay, we can be in financial debt as well as sleep debt. And I guess when you think about it, being in financial debt could probably contribute to sleep debt, but that's a totally different podcast. So I digress. So let's talk about how sleep debt can affect your emotions. Sleep and mood are closely connected. And people who are sleep deprived see increases in negative moods like more anger and frustration, irritability, and sadness. And on the flip side, increased sleep or healthy sleep repairs the adaptive process, which increases the capacity to regulate your emotions. One of the things that was especially difficult for me when I was consistently sleep deprived, difficulty managing or regulating my emotions, and thinking about trying to manage all the things that I was trying to manage with only 4 to 5, maybe 6 hours of sleep. And while everything isn't all roses and sunshine, now I have a much better perspective and an outlook on some of my most challenging situations. And I know that's due actually largely in part to the amount of sleep I get, which, by the way, is at least to try to get 8 hours of sleep per night. The connection between sleep and emotion is truly fascinating. And if you have some time, I encourage you to do some research. And I've linked a couple of articles in the show notes as well. And the last reason I want to talk about today is that sleep helps to keep weight under control. Now, chronic lack of sleep or getting poor quality sleep increases the risk of disorders such as high blood pressure, cardiovascular disease, diabetes, depression, and obesity. So let's focus on sleep and how it impacts weight for a few minutes. Lack of sleep can contribute to weight gain. And although experts don't actually know why, some studies have shown that the lack of sleep can create an imbalance in leptin and ghrelin, which simply put are two hormones that control your appetite and fullness. Leptin is a hormone that decreases your appetite, and ghrelin is a hormone that increases your appetite. Sleep-deprived adults with higher ghrelin levels tend to have more hunger and less feelings of fullness, which may lead to a higher calorie intake during the day. So you might have guessed it that they should work together, but as I talked about earlier, continuous lack of sleep can cause both of those hormones to be out of balance, which can subsequently lead to weight gain. So even if you're not looking to lose weight, getting enough sleep is crucial for your mental and physical health because the lack of sleep impacts both. Now, this wouldn't be the Healthy Habits podcast if I didn't drop a few habits to help you make sleep a priority. And the first one is a basic, but I want to remind you to try to get to bed at the same time each night, shooting for about 8 hours of sleep if you can manage it. Now, trust me, I know it can be hard because life is life, but work to make sleep a priority, if that means making other things less of a priority. The second habit is make your room ready for sleep by keeping it comfy, cozy, and at just the right temperature. For me, sometimes that means opening a window, even in the wintertime, if I can get away with it, because usually my husband has an issue with that. But try to make the room as comfortable for you as possible so that it encourages your body to rest. The third tip or habit is have bedtime rituals, such as a hot bath or a shower, journaling, or reading a book. And not a book on your phone or your mobile device either, but an actual paper book. And speaking of phones and mobile devices, that brings me to habit number 4, which is to shut down your mobile device 45 minutes to an hour before bed. Now, I know this is a hard one, but it's really worth implementing. It's really worth you trying to do the work to shut down the phones and mobile devices, and even TV for that matter, 45 minutes to an hour before bed. We all know what that blue light does to us. It makes it harder and more difficult for us to get ready and prepare our minds and body for sleep. So if that means you need to put your phone in the nightstand, or shut that TV off and hide the remote, try to do that at least 45 minutes to an hour before you go to sleep. All right, my loves, I hope this episode gave you some new insight on sleep or served as a reminder to bump sleep up to one of the top spots on your priority list. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Healthy Habits 180 podcast. I hope you found a nugget of information that will help you on your health and wellness journey. And if you want more information on how to do a 180 on your habits, come back as I drop episodes weekly. Also, if you'd like to be supported by women on the same journey, please join my Facebook group by doing a search on Healthy Habits 180. I'll also link it down below in the show notes. In the Facebook group, you'll get daily encouragement, support, and tips on how to stay on top of your habits. I also run free challenges to keep you encouraged and motivated. Again, thanks so much, and until the next episode, peace and blessings to you.